Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, you're tuned to Radio Islam International. The program is called The Power Half Hour. In a few secs, we'll be joined by Ronald Evergy for the verbal fitness sessions, the live workout, and thereafter we'll be discussing the different types of fats. Then after, at about 13:45, we'll be joined by Faiza Munshi, and we'll be discussing bad habits that we all have and how we can work to overcoming them. Also, a reminder, Islamic Helpline is having a literacy project this weekend, helping children to cope better with reading. This will be taking place on Saturday at 10:30 till 12 o'clock. If you want more information in regards to this, you can contact 011-852-1930. Islamic Helpline's literacy project. Coming up in a few secs, we might be on the line already. We'll find out from the engineer, is Ronald with us at this time? He is indeed. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ronald.
Wa alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Are you well, fit and feeling healthy today?
Gee, alhamdulillah, I'm feeling brilliant today. I got 15 minutes under the belt in terms of a soccer match last night, which is a start after a long time out. So alhamdulillah, all things looking good.
No, that's very good. I think you know what you're doing. A wonderful thing is that you're building it up gradually and organically, and that means that you're introducing your body gradually to the exercise. Even though you can't play a full game, you have before, but if you did that yesterday, you could have risked injury or something else to the body, which you don't want to do.
Indeed, yes. I just want to get in the groove once again, and like you said, didn't want to push it too much. But speaking about pushing it, let's try and push the listeners to their limits in terms of a workout for now. What do you have in store for us today?
Well, you know, since the whole trend of how do we bring fitness into our lives, I thought today we'd do a workout that involves doing some housework or even some garden work, and how you can bring in exercise into preparing food in the kitchen, to mopping, to sweeping, to vacuuming, to packing things away in high cupboards. Are you ready for this workout, brother?
Is it one of those wax on, wax off type of workouts?
Most definitely not. Rather one of the sweep in, sweep out, and dust up, dust out kind of workouts.
All right. All set. Let's go.
Going. First things first, right? So more often than not, we're going to end off in the kitchen. We're going to start off literally by, if you end up mopping or sweeping a floor. So I want you to stand with your feet wider than shoulder width apart.
Okay.
Imagine holding a mop in your hand. Left hand at the bottom, right hand on top. And you're literally going to be alternating your weight from one leg to the next leg. So you're going to be bending the right leg, straightening the left, and your hands move as far to the right as possible. Remember, your left hand at the bottom. So you're putting a lot of weight on the outside of your right glute or your right buttocks, right? That's where the muscle is, the hip. Mm-hmm. Then you move across to the other side, then the other side. And by doing this exercise, you're moving side to side. You're literally doing a side lunge. You're literally holding onto the mop, or even if you think that you are, you tighten your fist. You engage your entire upper body, your arms, your back, your shoulders, your core, and also tighten up on those saddlebags on the side of the leg. And you do this for 45 seconds, making sure that floor is spotless and free. So you keep on going. If you are doing it with a mop or a broom, you can literally put pressure on that mop, adding even more resistance to get a wonderful back workout for this exercise. All right. The next one, of course, is the vacuum. All right. So with the vacuum, I want you to take your right back, okay? Mm-hmm. Bend your left leg forward, and imagine you're holding the vacuum in your right hand. Not both hands, the right hand. And all I want you to do is bend the elbow and keep your elbow bent at 90 degrees, and you're literally going to push forward and pull the elbow back. Push forward and pull the elbow back. As you're pulling the elbow back with the right hand, because remember the right leg is back, I want you to tighten the back of your arms. So you keep on doing this. You do 20 repetitions on the one side, 20 repetitions on the other side, totally focusing on the front of the leg because the left leg is bent, and of course you're focusing on the tricep or those wobbly arms to tighten them while you're vacuuming. So now you're just doing this to show you that you can modify simple housework to bring activity into your lifestyle and just restructure around how you perceive it. And this exercise, by alternating the sides and from one to the next, you're ensuring that your body's being tightened and toned, but you're also cleaning the house, okay? Now on to the next one. What you mentioned, wax on, wax off. We're rather going to be cleaning windows. So I want you to stand as though you're facing windows, all right? And I want you to keep your feet wider than shoulder width apart. Imagine you have two cloths in each hand, and you're going to make big circles with the right, big circles with the left. This is a wonderful mobility exercise. You engage your core, pull your tummy in towards yourself, squeeze your navel tight, And by doing this exercise, you mobilize the back, you mobilize the shoulders, increase blood flow and release tension in that area. And by doing this and stretching up as high as you can, you tighten your core. You're getting a wonderful ab workout by standing up. So you do this literally nonstop, left hand, right hand, left hand, right hand. You do it for 30 seconds clockwise, and then you change your direction to anti-clockwise, alternating each hand. It's now time, my brother, to move to the kitchen. And in moving to the kitchen, we often have the stove. Yes, we're cooking the pots, with the pots on the stove, but we also now have to get the pots out first. And the pots are more often than not underneath the stove in those cupboard areas. Okay. So you need to bend down. The way you bend down right now, you're going to be doing a squat to bend down. So you're wider than shoulder width apart, hands in front of you. As you squat down, you're imagining you're stretching your hands out and grabbing the pot, standing up and placing the pot on the stove. And you repeat that modified squat exercise for literally 30 seconds because you need to take a couple of pots and pans out, put it back in, and put it back out, and put it back in. So up and down, squat nonstop. This is a wonderful, even when you're bending over to pick up things, whether it be shopping bags or anything else off the floor, what you do is if you keep your knees straight and lean forward, you could damage your lower back by picking up an extra weight. But if you then do the squat exercise, you alleviate pressure on your lower back and you're really getting a wonderful leg workout in. And finally, I want you to now stir the pot. So stand with your feet shoulder width apart. And imagine you're going to be stirring a bag of curry or biryani, your big pots, with a big spoon. I want you to grab in front of you, one hand on top of the other, elbows are straight, and I want you to do big circles. Bend the elbows as you're doing circles, stirring those big bags, keeping your legs straight, tightening your glutes, tightening your hamstrings, tightening every muscle on your body. And this is a beautiful ab workout because bring as far as you can to the right and into the left in a circular motion. Do that for 30 seconds, alternate direction, tight fists, tight arms, and you're going to feel sore tomorrow in those abs because you've engaged your core, worked every area of the abs with this amazing exercise. And that's how easy it is to get fit and healthy in the comfort of your home or an excuse to let the husband start doing some housework because they're going to be getting a workout.
Wonderful stuff, Ronald. The studio is now spotless with all the cleaning and the cooking and stirring. Now I'm hungry.
So, as long as you're not having that fried chicken or crumb chicken of yours and that pasta, I'm happy. Grab a salad.
All right. We'll see about that. No comment for now. Now, speaking about fats, right, our discussion for today is on the different types of fats, Ronald. Mm. Now, I know you're not going to be speaking about large fat or medium fat, right?
Most definitely not. You know, people associate that there's only one type of fat on the body. And, you know, body fat has a bad reputation. Would you agree with me, Brother John?
Yes, unfortunately.
All right. And, you know, from the dimply stuff that plagues women's thighs to the big tummies that can pop out in not only middle-aged men, but younger men too, you know, fat is simply something we agonize over, we scorn, and we try to exercise it away. But for many scientists, research has gone into actually fat, and it's been very intriguing because fat is literally one of the most fascinating organs out there. And this is by the Harvard Medical School. They've done research on this. And they say that when you look at fat, you get different types of fat. Firstly, what's the function of it? Fat stores calories in a safe way, so you can mobilize it when you are hungry. And also fat releases hormones that help control the metabolism. And the different types of fat are very simple. There's brown fat, there's subcutaneous fat, and there's visceral fat. And ultimately, you know, fat on the thighs and the glutes, you know, the cellulite type of fat. So that's what's out there. And if you like, we can unpack each of them in a little bit of detail so people can understand. You know, you want to get more good fat in the body, what does it do? And get rid of the unhealthy, bad fat.
Right. So now, what are some of the healthy fats?
All right, let's look at the healthy fat, right? Now, brown fat, you know, recently, for lack of a better phrase, is known as brown fat. So that fat is mostly worthless, scientists had thought. But recent studies have shown that people who tend to have more brown fat than overweight people, it stimulates to burn calories. It's a metabolically active fat in the body. So it's now thought to be more like a muscle-type function in inverted commas because when it's activated, brown fat, you know, literally increases your metabolism, and that's what it's about. So if you look at it and say to yourself, okay, how do I get more brown fat into my body? This is the fat that's in and around the organs. It's in and around the body area, in different areas of the body, but it's not in high quantities. What is in higher quantities that people find is literally the white fat, and the white fat or the subcutaneous fat is found directly under the skin. And that's the fat that we measure using skinfold calipers or when you're standing on these fancy scales. And what that does is this, is that that's where the fat storage really happens when you overeat on calories. When the body is not utilizing that food, it gets converted into subcutaneous fat cells. And that links directly into cellulite and other areas, you know, the tummy fat. And that is very unhealthy because men will accumulate fat mainly in their bellies. And what that does is it puts your internal organs at a lot of risk because then there's a lot of pressure put on those organs. And the body has to work extra to begin to maintain this fat area because many people are too lazy to exercise it off or cut out their eating strategies. So those are the two types of fat that you look at. And the last one is the visceral fat. This is a deep fat, brother, that surrounds inner organs and could spell trouble for your health. And when you look at the truncal obesity or the fat around the belly region that I've just spoken about, that's where you assume to have a lot of visceral fat because it plays a larger role in insulin resistance, which boosts your risk of diabetes that we spoke about yesterday.
Yes.
So be very careful of that. You don't want fat around your organs. You rather want the brown fat throughout your body rather than that white fat that is as stubborn as anything else to get rid of.
Okay. Anything you want to close up on this discussion on fats today?
Yes, I think most definitely, you know, I think that people should focus on, when they're focusing on weight loss in particular, they focus on the scale and they focus on the weight of the mass of the scale. Now, if you're standing on the scale and that's your only benchmark, that's the incorrect benchmark to use. Because for ladies, it doesn't take into consideration, are you on your menstrual cycle or not? Are you on menopause and then thus have more water retention? You know, do you have earrings on that are heavier than anything else? It measures everything. So you need to start looking at what kind of tissue do you want to lose. And many people need to focus on losing fat. Because while you're losing fat, you might not change on the scale, but your clothes will feel tighter, you'll be more toned, more shapely, and a lot healthier. And the way that we measure fat is by a trainer or a biokineticist or exercise physiologist measuring your body fat with skinfold calipers. And then, of course, you can then track that because you can see where the body is burning fat. Because they measure fat from the shoulder right down to the calf. So you can actually see where your body is more predisposed to storing the fat and where, if you are exercising enough, where your body is more predisposed to burning fat quicker. Many people might burn fat in their arms rather than fat. So it helps you identify how you tweak your exercise and your eating plan to achieve the goals that you want to.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for that, Ronald, for that discussion. Jazakallah khair. And, yep, we'll pick up the discussion on the verbal fitness sessions next week, Monday. Inshallah, you have yourself a wonderful weekend.
And to you too, my brother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, indeed. Ronald there talking to us about all things fat related. Coming up after the break, we talk about bad habits and how we can overcome them.
When life is hard, you know it can get harder sometimes. You are the only one I'll follow till I die. So I will pray that Allah will keep me on the straight path, holding me close on every straight back.
On a quarter to two here on the Power Half Hour on Radio Islam International. It's time to be joined by Faiza Munshi, and today we're discussing bad habits. It's time to introduce her to the show. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Faiza.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing today?
Alhamdulillah, keeping well, you?
Alhamdulillah. Now, I'm good. Intrigued by your discussion today. So, define a habit for us.
Okay, I always say, you know, when we look at the show, when we look at the program, we're always looking at stuff that's very relevant, things that we all do, things that we can all, you know, make a difference with. Like last week we spoke about greeting, for example. It's something very practical, and it's something that we all experience.
Yeah.
So that's why I thought about talking about, you know, habits and those kind of things. And they say that a habit is an acquired behavior. So it's something that you you develop, you know, or it's a thought pattern that you develop over time. And that you repeat so many times that it has actually become unconscious. Mm. It's almost unconscious. So not even subconscious. You just do it. It's so ingrained in you that you just do it off the cuff. You don't have to think about it. It just happens almost automatically. And that's what habits are usually defined as. You know, a habit is an acquired behavior or thought pattern that you have repeated so many times that it has become almost unconscious. And the other thing is that they always say that habits can be both helpful as well as harmful. So, you know, when you look at a habit, it's something that you've developed over time. Now, very often we talk about bad habits, which is the way we've introduced the program. But before we talk about the bad stuff, I thought we'll say talk about some of the good stuff.
Yeah.
So many of us would have good habits, you know. So, and good habits can be very beneficial. And it's often, if you've got a good habit, you know, you'll hear somebody say to you, oh, that's such a good habit to have.
Mm.
And you don't even realize that you're doing it. So, for example, coming back to our program that we did last week. So something that you do automatically, if it's a habit that you've developed and you automatically greet people, for example. So it's something that we spoke about and we said, you know what, it's an aspect that we've lost in many ways. But imagine if you've got an ingrained habit of making salam to people.
Mm.
You don't think about it. You know, all you do is you make salam because it's so ingrained in you. You greet and you go on and you have the conversation that you're meant to have. So if you're in a habit of doing that, it's automatic, it's ingrained, it's part of who you are. Another habit that's a good habit that many people possess, some of us not so much, is the habit of arriving early or being early and or on the other side is not being late for something.
Right.
So if this is something that you do, it can be so helpful in a myriad and in so many ways. Because in your private life as well as your work life, for example, if you're always early, that's one stress that's off you. And it's something that you just do. It's so much a part of you. I know people who are always early. And it's so much a part of who they are that they actually have time on their hands. And that's where the good habit, you know, is beneficial to them.
Indeed.
Now, just as good habits are ingrained, so are bad habits.
Yeah, so let's go through some of those, Faiza. What bad habits are we talking about here?
You know, today we're not talking so much about things like smoking or, for example, cracking your nails or your knuckles or biting your nails or binge eating or something like that.
Okay.
Those are habits also, and those are habits that become ingrained and people do it unconsciously. But those are not the things we're talking. We're talking more about things like procrastination, for example, which we spoke about previously in the program.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, it becomes such an ingrained habit that you don't even realize sometimes that you're just wasting time. You know, you're doing nothing else but wasting time. So that becomes something that you do unconsciously. You're meant to be doing something, but you know what? You're so used to not doing things on time that it becomes a part of who you are. Or, for example, sometimes you look at work situations, for example. Another thing we'll talk about is sort of looking for attention. So you unconsciously do things that are going to draw attention to yourself. And you do it so often, and it becomes such a habit that you don't even realize that this is who you're becoming, you know. So you do certain things that get people's attention towards you. So the kind of habits we're talking about today are a lot more, you know, they're not the practical, like I said, you know, quit smoking, throw a cigarette away kind of, or stop eating, binge eating, or stop eating those chocolates. It's more thought process kind of things, those kind of habits, the things that affect us on different levels. And those things don't just affect us. So, for example, I mean, yes, you could say smoking, for example, affects those that are around you or whatever, but it's going to be worse for your health. Or, for example, biting your nails or those kind of habits. Those are things that affect you physically and affect you as a human being, just you. But when it comes to the habits we're talking about today, it's the kind of stuff that doesn't just affect us, but it affects other people as well. So, you know, those are the kind of things the bad habits we're talking about today. And one of those very bad habits I think many of us have over the years may have, you know, developed is thinking negatively.
Mm.
Now, when you think, we talk about this concept, it's not just talking about thinking negatively about others, we're talking about firstly thinking negatively about ourselves. So if you think about yourself and you're always thinking about yourself in negative terms, it becomes like maybe the first time you did it and you said something negatively about yourself, you may have gotten, you know, a little bit of sympathy or something like that, and you thought, you know what, oh, maybe this works for me. And it becomes so continuous that you start having, it almost becomes like an ingrained thing. You know, this is, and it's not helpful to any of us. As much as we think, you know, when people are feeling sorry for us, for example, oh, I'll think negatively, I'll say something bad about myself, then they'll say something good, and you know what I'm saying? It's that almost that reverse psychology kind of thing. But we become so ingrained in thinking negatively, it's not very helpful. It does nothing for ourselves, our self-esteem, and neither does it do anything for anyone around us. And after a while, people may notice, you know, this one's always talking about herself in that sort of negative term, tone or whatever. Let's rather just stay away from talking about anything when regarding this human person, because it starts getting exhausting for people around us. But the second and more important thing is thinking negatively of others.
Mm-hmm.
I think that now this is something many of us may experience and suffer from, is a feeling that we are in some ways, you know, better than the next person. So we think, oh, we're superior, so we think negatively of them. Whatever, whether it's in a work situation, a personal situation, whether it's in schooling, university, wherever we may be in our life stages, as a mother, as a wife, as, you know, any of these roles that we play, we think that we're better than others. And we don't realize that this becomes also ingrained. So anything that becomes so ingrained in us that we act on it without thinking about it and is unconscious is actually a habit that we form. So, you know, so many of us may be thinking, so listening to this, say, I can never be like that. Like, I'm not the type of person who thinks negatively about others, for example. But the next time we're sitting amongst people, just try and recognize this ingrained subconscious habit of seeing the bad and the negatives in other people. You know, now this is a, because this leads us to the next habit that we're going to talk about. And this is dangerous because it's so common that this habit is something that we're all guilty of. And you will be talking about the next, I mean, moving on from thinking negatively. One of the main things that we move on to, I'm sure you'll agree, Ijaz, mm-hmm. is having the habit of gossip.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, the need to speak about other people. And I'm not sure, I mean, when you're sitting, I mean, look at it practically, and we'd like to get our listeners' input as well. When we're sitting in a group of people, how often is it that we really, you know, it's oftentimes that we talk without even realizing what we're talking about. How often does it happen with you, Ijaz?
Of course it does.
So the thing is that when we're sitting in these conversations, I mean, unless we're talking about something very practical, and we're talking about something that is very worldly or whatever, we may start on this habit of, okay, I see negative in that person, and let's start this whole gossip cycle. And the problem with that is it becomes, we become, sometimes you'll see in a group of people, there's actually one person that actually starts that, you know, that conversation up. So you're sitting in a group of people, for example, and you're having a conversation about the weather, about school, about kids, about all of these things that are happening around you. And suddenly the other person goes, but did you hear about this person? And that is something that is ingrained in this person so much that they don't even realize that they're starting up this gossip cycle in this group of people where everyone was talking about something very random and very, you know, worldly and whatever. And suddenly the entire conversation changes. And everything goes towards speaking about other people and having this conversation. And because we all, in many ways, have developed this habit. It's unfortunately that we develop the habit, we do it in front of our kids, and they develop this habit of making sure that, you know, if we're in a group of people, if we're not talking about other people, then, you know,
we've got nothing else to say.
Yeah, there's no point to the conversation. So unfortunately, that's become a very much ingrained habit in many of us.
You're listening to the Power Half Hour. We're discussing with Faiza Munshi bad habits, and in particular now regards to talking bad about others. Now, I see a message coming on the WhatsApp. It says, let your dealing with others be of three types. If you cannot benefit them, do not harm them. If you cannot gladden them, do not sadden them. If you cannot speak well of them, do not speak ill of them. Nice one there from our listener. Faiza, why is it so difficult that, you know, why do we find it so difficult to break this habit of thinking or talking bad about others?
First, I'd like to say that that is a very nice message from the listener. It's the kind of stuff we need to remember and take heed of, because that's, you know, right. if we can remember that saying, then in many of our situations we'd actually be able to step back and get away from this habit. But in thinking about this issue of breaking this habit of talking bad about others or seeing the negative in others and trying to break the habit of gossip and slander, I thought there's two reasons. The first one, and I think many of us may look at it and say, you know, this is very true, is our own sense of self is so low that if we put others down, then we don't look so bad. You know, if I'm not so good at something, if I'm not, for example, I mean, let's bring it on to what we're all dealing with right now. You know, the habit of having to eat savory. I'm making a joke of it. But like, for example, if you're not as good as the next person, you know, making all of, doing all of these these savies and all these new things for Ramadan and whatever, it doesn't mean we have to put the next woman down, for example. Oh my goodness, did you see how many she's making? You know, something as simple and practical as that is that we have to put her, somebody else down because we know we're never going to achieve that. So if I put her down, then I don't look so bad. So that's simple, everyday, practical things where we put others down so that we can actually feel, have a false sense of self-worth. And that is something we can recognize for ourselves, is that we understand we need to know what our strengths are, but we need to know what our weaknesses are. And we're not going to make ourselves any better by putting the next person down. And the second thing is that it's very difficult for us as human beings to see the good in other people, and we need to start doing that. And when the reason I think it's so difficult to break this habit is because when you become known as a person who is, you know, who starts the discussions about other people, when you're in company, that is what people will expect of you. So when you come into company, they'll be talking about all things, and then when they see you, say, hey, did you hear, I mean, what stories do you have for us, for example, or just automatically the conversation with you will start going towards that of other people. And let's be honest, gossip is never, we're never praising people all the time. Unfortunately, gossip is always about the negative qualities and the things that people would be upset about. So when people recognize, when they recognize that, you know, you're the type of person they can actually sit and gossip with, that's where it becomes difficult to break this habit, is because now you're going to have to change your entire way of how you deal with other people and how you portray yourself in a social situation. And that's where it's, because then you're going to have to become a bit more quieter about things like, you know, when they expect gossip from you and they're not going to get it. So what then happens is that what we need to challenge ourselves on then is, what can I rather speak about? And that's when we start looking at ourselves and saying, you know what, we've been so busy developing this habit, these bad habits, that we haven't had time to learn about the different aspects of life and living and things that we can actually have a conversation with other people about. So that's where the difficulty comes in. But it's not impossible. Because as people see us step back from talking about other people, they'll eventually realize, oh, you know what, you're no fun anyway. Let's go on to someone else. You know, that's more fun talking about other people. So you're not going to be very well liked if you stop doing this bad habit, but it's okay because you're recognizing that you're doing something better for yourself and for the other people that you were initially, you know, seeing in a negative light.
Right. Now,
I don't know if that makes too much of sense.
It does. It does indeed. Jazakallah khair for the advice. Now, last week, our challenge was to begin greeting with salam more regularly and more sincerely. So what's our challenge this week?
It seems we could do this regularly, depending on the topic that we're talking about. So this week, what we could challenge listeners to is just recognizing our bad habits. You know, recognizing the ones that are very practical. For example, being late, not greeting, that kind of thing, and make a practical change towards that. And then also maybe recognizing things like we talked about today is seeing the negatives and gossiping and putting people down. And slowly, for now, just recognize it. And as time passes, you'll see that the more you look at yourself and recognize the things that you do, the more it makes you want to say, you know what, I don't want to do that anymore. So it's a process, and it's an ongoing process. But as we recognize who we are, I think it will be a good way of making that positive change and breaking those bad habits.
Indeed. Jazakallah khair, Faiza Munshi, for all the insights there. And I'm sure the listeners will be trying their utmost best to rectify some of the bad habits that we all do have. Thank you so much for your time. You have yourself a wonderful day.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That's it for the Power Half Hour for today. We'll be back with you, inshallah, next week, Monday, once again. From myself, Ijaz Khan, and Sameh Jad, it's assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.